is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. In the last hour, our guest mentioned autism. Well, depending on who you talk to, it could be caused by vaccines, particulates in the air, aspartame, fluoride, or a number of other things. The point is, Earth's population is under attack. It could be one or all of the above. In this hour, our guest is Karina Rachel. Her website is psychtruth.net. And perhaps she can shed some light on some other things that are not so good for us. Welcome to the program, Karina.
Hi, Deanna. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Definitely. I'm very happy to be here.
Okay. Your website is psychtruth.net, and you have a lot of videos up here. I understand you're very energetic, and I think your videos demonstrate that.
Thank you.
Right up at the top, you're talking about MSG, whether it's safe or toxic, talking about weight gain, overeating, monosodium glutamate, all kinds of things. Well, I mean, we have to look at those packages. If we're going to buy food in a package, we do need to look at what the label says. But my goodness, we just are in a very vulnerable situation no matter where we turn.
You know what? You're exactly right about that, Deanna. And over the last couple years, I kind of had my own personal interest in nutrition, and then I got lined up with the Spiky Truth channel, which is a guy named Mike down in Austin, and he started 6 or 7 years ago just making informational videos, and he's branched out to, we have nutrition, we have fitness, we have psychology videos, a whole wealth of different videos. I think we've got 1,800 uploads on the channel right now, and we post a new video every day. So one of the big issues that we've definitely done an extensive amount of research on and exposing is on food chemicals and just the dangers of the processing methods, the preserving methods, the factory farming of animals. Of course, as you mentioned, MSG or monosodium glutamate, which is just used so rampantly in so many different foods and actually has about a dozen other names that it will also assume sometimes. So that video, it talks about all of those different kind of pseudonyms for MSG, the way that you might see it on a label. And basically, the whole mission of our channel is to empower people with information and give them information and resources that will help them take control of their health. Because, as you pointed out, if we are just buying the foods on the shelf, buying the processed foods, not reading ingredient labels or worrying about things like that, then we're exposing ourselves to a huge amount of toxicity. These food products and food processing techniques are now known to be really detrimental to human health. It's just kind of a no-duh, so to speak. And so at this point, we're recognizing, okay, well, this is about educating people, helping people learn about these things, and then actually giving them resources to not only improve their own health and take a step to improve their own health, but we also are giving them resources and ideas on how we can maybe affect a bigger change in this area, because it is something that, you know, we look at America, and heart disease and cancer have become the most common killers now. And it's no surprise, you know, as to why that's happened. And so we think that's a really important area to educate people on and to hopefully affect some change in.
Right. And I think that it's important. I often have programs about health because I think that is one area where we can make a choice. We can make a choice that will enable us to feel stronger, to have more power in our life. And I think it's important. If we don't feel good, then how can we possibly be effective in any of the other issues? So I think that when we learn to take care of ourselves, then we can reach out and start dealing with other things.
Oh, you're exactly right. And the unfortunate things that I've learned about this is that, you know, we all hear when we're little, oh, well, don't eat this, it's bad for you. Eat this, it's good for you. And there's not really any understanding of well, why? What do you mean it's bad for me? There's no understanding. So we don't really realize, well, if you're eating a diet of processed foods, it's not just going to affect how much energy you have, how much positivity you have. I mean, just negative emotions in themselves are correlated with eating too much refined sugar, eating these different processed oils and stuff. So they know that, you know, that if somebody is exclusively eating these processed foods that they're selling to us in huge amounts, that the problems are going to be in physical health and our energy and how we feel, and also in our mental health, which is another huge can of worms that we've also investigated on our channel. And we're actually working on a documentary, and we're kind of going, okay, well, we have all of these incredible interviews with dozens of different experts, so let's pull it all together into a documentary. And basically the working title is Slow Kill, How Our Health Has Been Hijacked and How to Take It Back. And essentially exposing all of the things that dozens of other really wonderful documentaries have already exposed about how horrific the food industry is, but then really looking at, well, why? How did we get to this point? How did we reach a point that these for-profit corporations are able to just sell these huge amounts of products, to manipulate the federal agencies that are supposed to be overseeing them and protecting us? You know, we've just gotten into a really, you know, very intense situation where our government officials are just plain bought out. And it's not just in the area of food, as you very well know, of course. But when we're looking at food, agricultural production, water, purification, all of these different areas are now being sold over to for-profit corporations, which clearly have their profit as their bottom line. It's not our health. It's not about providing something good for us. It's not about saving our tax dollars. So that's another area that we've actually looked at on the panel, this kind of issue of privatization and what's called public-private partnership. And the more that I look into it, the more I'm realizing this really is kind of at the crux of this issue and lots of different issues. And if we can get in there and expose things like campaign contributions from different companies, I mean, if we have a government official who's receiving millions in dollars in campaign contributions from Coca-Cola or from a company that, a for-profit construction company, for instance, who stands to gain a whole lot if they get these public-private partnership contracts, for instance, well, we need to go in and expose them. And it's basically just an issue of their greed and their prioritizing their wealth and prioritizing their profit at the cost of our health and our lives. You know, the jig is up, so to speak. And so we're looking at, well, how can we educate people about this and give people really good resources to go in there and be active in their community, to speak up in their community and in a national sense as well.
Sure.
So, again, so all of those different topics are discussed on our channel. Health and nutrition is really just one small aspect of the content that we have. But, of course, in terms of our personal lives, this is one of the most important things that we do to protect ourselves, our families, our future. And we're in the information super age. There is so much information that people can get completely for free on the Internet to educate themselves about nutrition and eating well and taking care of themselves. And so we really are at a point in history where we do have access to that information. The problem is people just don't realize how dangerous it is. Perhaps they're just distracted by more entertaining things that they could be doing other than learning about their health. But we're hoping that we can keep this movement growing and keep this awareness growing.
So, absolutely. There is so much information on the Internet, information that was not available decades ago. We are so fortunate to have it and very, very fortunate to have websites like yours that has so much information about so many, many, many things. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour is Corina Rachel. The website is psychetruth.net. That's psychetruth.net. I mess up on so many words, I'm telling you. I'm so unprofessional.
No, not at all.
That's what readers do. We just, you know, skim over the stuff we don't pronounce in our head, especially if you speed read. So,
right. Well, that's perfectly fine. And I'm so, so grateful to be here.
Okay. You have a link up here, psychology, up here at the top. So tell us about some of the things that some of the videos that deal with fat and some of the, some of the really good stuff.
So as I, you know, kind of mentioned before, again, another one of the potential side effects and really known side effects of the processed food diets and conventional lifestyle that most of us are living are issues with mental health. So depression, anxiety, all of these different issues which have now been codified into the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. So we do have some videos that are more just psychology related. We have a lot of videos about Abraham Maslow, which is a psychologist who had a lot of great findings in the area of how do we reach our full potential? What does it mean to really be happy? Well, you know, what are the qualities of happy people rather than, as biological psychiatry has done, looking at all the things that are wrong with people? So there's a lot of great videos about psychology and tips for improving relationships and things like that. But then we also have an extensive amount of information about psychiatry. And just to give you a little bit of my own personal background, a few years ago, my mother received a mental health diagnosis and went into a mental hospital, and it was just the most horrific experience I've ever had. And I initially was very much buying into the mainstream model. Oh, these are mental disorders, there's a chemical imbalance, you have to use drugs in order to manage the symptoms. And what I saw firsthand was that these so-called medications made her less coherent, actually destroyed several of her faculties, her ability to walk straight, her ability to hold a pen, all of these different things that she lost while she was supposedly on these treatments that are supposed to help her. And she actually ended up in a pretty horrific car chase with the cops, and it ended up well. She's fine, which is very lucky. But that was really the turning point where I was able to convince my dad, can we just agree that the drugs are making her worse? And what I went on to find when I started working with Psyche Truth is this is not an isolated experience. There are thousands, if not millions, of people who are having very negative experiences with these psychiatric medications. And so essentially what I've learned and what we explain very thoroughly on the channel in our different videos is that the mental disorders in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that psychiatrists use, that's published by the American Psychiatric Association, well, these diseases, so-called diseases or disorders, there's no biomedical, physiological proof that any of these issues are real diseases whatsoever. So there's no way to test you for them. There's no way to do a brain scan or a blood test or anything like that to prove that these are real disorders. So it's a very, I kind of call it a racket, because we have this situation where the American Psychiatric Association is telling us, oh, well, we can diagnose you with a mental disorder just by talking to you, oftentimes for less than 10 minutes. You know, I'm going to just look at you and tell you that you have a disorder of the brain, a dysfunction of your brain, and you have to take these crazy drugs.
Well, and why do people believe this? And they tell you that, oh, well, you're chemically depressed. I've never been told that, but I know of people who have been told that they're chemically depressed, they go on medication, right, and it just messes up their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so, and it really is, you know, a huge issue is just the way that we are marketed to and advertised to. And, you know, these pharmaceutical companies, they spend more money on marketing and advertising than they do on drug research. I mean, they are going out of their way to create this image of these, you know, so-called disorders and medications, that this is a real medical disease, that this is a science just like anything else. It's a disease just like diabetes. And of course, the clincher is, well, the only difference is that you can't test anyone for this or prove that it's a disease in any way.
What a beautiful way to make money, right?
Exactly. Oh, exactly, Deanna. And, you know, there are, of course, this issue has a billion different tentacles that move off it. Sexual abuse by psychiatrists in their sessions is ridiculous in terms of the prevalence of people being sexually abused by their psychiatrists. In the foster care system, yes, and that is something that we do have a couple of videos. I interviewed Dr. Colin Ross, who is a psychiatrist who ended up writing a book called The Great Psychiatry Scam. And basically what he says is, well, I was going through med school and planning to be a psychiatrist, and, you know, I just started looking at the literature and seeing that what's published in the psychiatry journals themselves is this admission that, oh, actually there is no biomedical marker or biomedical test for this. Actually, we don't really know if these are diseases or not. And he just became incredibly critical of it and started doing a lot of research and now kind of speaks out and advocates what he calls the trauma model, which is really very common sensical, that throughout our lives we experience different traumas, and these different traumas can end up manifesting as various mental issues or depression and things like that throughout our lives, and that by working through these traumas we can actually, you know, solve those problems, get to the root of those problems without the use of medication. And he's done a lot of work with PTSD and multiple personality disorders and also CIA mind control and military mind control. And again, that's something we have lots of videos about on the channel. But essentially, we have this situation where psychiatry has, you're exactly right, has created a huge business for itself, diagnosing people without a test of a disorder that has no proof whatsoever that it's a disease like any other disease. You know, they'll say,
well, aren't they exploiting our emotions? Because all of us are unhappy from time to time. But if we are indoctrinated to think that this might be something that's a defect and that we need a medication for it, then a lot of people are going to fall for that.
Oh, exactly right. And that's really one of the things that makes this such a difficult and controversial issue, is that what we are told, you know, by our doctors, by pharmaceutical drug ads, is that this is a very realistic thing, this is very real, this is very normal. And what they've done is they've taken all of these very normal human behaviors and emotions and phenomenon that happened to us in our lives, as you pointed out, and they've kind of codified it into this manual of mental disorders. So all of the diagnostic criteria that are in that book for the different disorders are very natural things that happen to people. Racing thoughts, social anxiety, shyness, depression, grief, all of these things that we experience as humans. In fact, one of the most beautiful things about the human experience, and they have taken those things, and now they're telling us, oh, these things aren't normal, and if you're experiencing these things, then you have this mental disorder. And since we all experience those different emotions and disorders, then if we don't know that we can refute that diagnosis...
Exactly.
Then
we're all vulnerable.
You know, our hands are tied. Exactly.
All right, we do need to go to a quick break. We will be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. Excuse me. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Karina Rachel. Her website is psychetruth.net. And, oh, my goodness, the amount of videos is just amazing. And it appears that you are in probably 85% of them.
Well, I am, you know, we've got 1,800 videos on the channel. So definitely not in 85% of all the videos on the channel. But I have been with Psyche Truth for about 2.5 years now. And I have made over 100 videos. And then since I started interviewing experts in the Truth Talk series, I'm in even more of the videos. But essentially our model, just to kind of give you a background, is we just kind of go based on people who want to volunteer their time to come in and give information. So the different doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists that are all featured on the channel, they just come in because they want to get their message out. And we give them a forum to say whatever they want to say, to deliver their message, and, of course, to promote their books and their websites where people can get more information. So there's a lot of different people on the channel. And over the years that it's been going, there's been a lot of different people on the channel, some that don't do videos any longer. But I really, once I started making videos, I kind of became addicted to it because there's just so much information that people need to know. And really, you know, one of the big things that has become very clear to me is there's this notion when we're in the public school system and we're growing up and learning about things that, oh, well, this topic is just too much for you to understand. You need to relegate your control to an authority figure. And psychiatry is a great example of that, right? We feel like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with me, so I'm going to trust this guy who's going to look at me and tell me my brain is defective. But that's what we've been trained to do.
We are all obedience trained in this country.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right about that, Deanna. And we, again, have a couple of videos on that exact topic. One of our psychologists, Dr. Breeding, did a series of videos talking about the public education system and how it is built to create compliant students, compliant people who will relegate their control to an authority figure and not be critically thinking about things and looking at things for themselves. And so when you kind of apply that into the context of all of the horrible food, of course, this psychiatry, which really is an infringement on our freedom, because once somebody gives you a mental health diagnosis and you accept it, you're relegating your control to them. They're going to prescribe you medications. They're going to really, the narrative that you get when you receive one of these diagnoses is there's nothing you can do about this. There's no cure for this. This is something that you were born with. There's nothing you can do. All you can do is take these medications. It's just a complete hogwash. But it is very, very frightening because the number of people who are receiving these mental health diagnoses, including our children, is just staggering. And it's very, very frightening because if we don't know that we can refute those mental health diagnoses, then each and every one of us is a potential victim. Any one of us could be diagnosed with probably several different disorders out of that book because there's hundreds of them. And each edition, they have more and more and more in, you know, more and more disorders in them. I was in the chat room for just a second and there was a question. The DSM Diagnostic Manual, they just released a new edition, the DSM-5. And Dr. Ross has already done a couple interviews with us on the channel about DSM-5 and some of the changes it contains. But yes, this problem that we do need to question authority and we do need to question our doctor and recognize that the situation we're in right now is that the people who hold the power and who hold the money have shown that they prioritize their profits and their bottom line at the expense of our health. They've shown it time and time again, over and over and over, in a myriad of different specific areas. Water fluoridation, the HARP and weather manipulation that your earlier guest was discussing, all of the food processing, food chemicals, food preservatives, genetic modification. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And that's kind of what we're looking at in Slow Kill. It's looking at, well, how do we get to this point where it's not just one toxic thing? You know, it's not just one potentially harmful thing. It's hundreds of them. And so we do need to question what we're told. We need to question our doctor. When I was going through the experience with my mom in her psychiatric journey, I had my dad, actually, I used to call it, he had trust the doctor syndrome. He just trusted the doctor no matter what. And actually, there's another gal on the channel, Gwen Olson, who is just a firecracker. I would highly recommend that y'all go watch her videos. She's a former pharmaceutical drug rep who had her own personal experience on psych drugs and receiving diagnosis, and her doctor telling her to double the dose of her medication when she was having negative side effects, and that she just did it because she just didn't question. And so if there's one message that comes, you know, out of my being here today, it's to think for ourselves, and it's to never just trust someone who's in a position of authority or something, because there's no reason that we ourselves can't learn enough about nutrition to take care of ourselves, learn enough about mental health to take care of ourselves, to look at something, critically think about it, critically think about whether or not that is observable for us and is something true, and then to stand up to those people And
sure.
One of the most.
And you can say no to your doctor. You do not have to do what he or she tells you to do. If you even go to a doctor, some people just simply don't do that anymore because they learn to take care of themselves. May I ask you a personal question?
Certainly.
What you've talked about your mother, was there some event that precipitated her sadness, her need to see a shrink?
Well, she had, I didn't know about this, but once she received the mental health diagnosis and went into the mental institution, all of her sisters, my aunt, started emailing me. And I found out, well, she actually had been prescribed Prozac by her general practitioner for, I believe, over 10 years or something like 10 years. So that, I guess, was while I was growing up. And they told me that she had, I don't know. And I can't obviously psychoanalyze my mom. But I think that if I could say, if I could put my finger on what it was a reluctance to face the traumas in her life. And it's right in line with everything that, that Dr. Ross has said, which is that we just can't get through this life ignoring pain, ignoring grief, ignoring the emotions that we're feeling. We need to actually face those feelings. And when we have traumatic events in our life, which almost every single one of us does, if really every single one of us in varying degrees, we have to face them. We need to talk through them. We can't turn to alcohol or psych meds or whatever it is to try and get our mind off of this traumatic thing. We need to actually face it. And for her, I think that she just had a whole lifetime of perhaps sexual abuse, or at least kind of she's involved in a lot of abusive relationships and stuff like that. It just seemed that, okay, well, clearly she had some traumas that she wasn't talking about and she wouldn't admit to, not even to her own family. And then her general practitioner puts her on Prozac for 10 years. And...
Wow.
The funny thing is that, these psychiatric meds, they're not just coming from psychiatrists. There are so many people, my personal friends, who say, oh, yeah, I was at my general practitioner and mentioned I was feeling a little depressed, and they handed me some antidepressant. This is somebody who is not trained in psychiatry, who does not know a whole lot about these drugs. The information that our general practitioner and even our doctors, our MDs that are working in hospitals, the information that they know about the medications is given to them by the pharmaceutical industries. And that's what Gwen Olson talks significantly about, that there are pharmaceutical drug reps who go around and schmooze your doctor, bribe your doctor, tell your doctor how safe these drugs are. So now we've got GPs that are handing over these drugs to people. And I think that 10 years of Prozac is kind of what finally caught up to her. And when she was admitted, she was having racing thoughts. She was talking too much. That was it. There was no harming anyone, no violence, no nothing. And, what common sense would tell you is, gee, maybe she needs to get something off her chest. But what do? They give her a major tranquilizer called Seroquel. And it just zaps her out.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Karina Rachel. And, you were talking about, we talk so much in the chat room, it's hard to remember what we were talking about, but you were talking about drug reps, that they convince the doctors about all these new drugs that come out, but also those same pharmaceutical companies teach in the medical colleges. And so people, doctors, students are just learning what drugs and chemicals to prescribe, not learning how to really address the core issue of a person's medical problem.
Exactly, exactly. And you hear about CMEs, continuing medical education. More often than not, all that is a big smooth fest for a pharmaceutical company to throw a big conference or something, let's say in Las Vegas. So everybody gets flown to Vegas or this, I've heard of them being, out on ski trips and stuff. And, basically they go out and they, quote unquote, learn about the safety of the medications. Well, clearly, if you're learning about the safety of a drug from the company who's selling the drug, that's a very obvious conflict of interest. So it's a huge problem. And again, that's just one very, one aspect of all of the stuff on our channel. But if this is something that people are interested in, there's lots of information. Of course, I'm just kind of the interviewer usually. So you can actually go on our channel and hear me interview all of the various experts in these different fields. And Gwen Olson, the former pharmaceutical drug rep, is probably one of the most hard-hitting interviews that there is, because her niece actually ended up committing suicide while she was withdrawing from some of the medications. And, I mean, Gwen's experience is incredible. And, I mean, she actually was in the foster care system for a while, working as a CASA, and saw for herself this rampant drugging of the foster care children on the taxpayer's dollar. I mean, it would be one thing if, you know, pharmaceutical companies were giving these kids drugs because they really needed them and really helped them. No. They're giving these kids drugs because our tax dollars are paying for it.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, so Gwen talks about all of those different issues. And
now, if somebody was looking for that specific video, where would they find it?
So there's a lot of different places where they can find our videos. They can actually go to YouTube.com and search for Psyche Truth. And then once you go to our channel, there's a little search icon, and you could search for Gwen Olson. You could search for psychiatry. As you pointed out, if you go to psychetruth.net, then our website is organized a lot better. So you can click on psychology, nutrition, you can click on different topics. But you could also, if you just went to YouTube and searched for Gwen Olson, you would find our videos.
How about the search box up at the top in the red banner?
Yes, you could definitely use that.
Okay.
Use that little search icon too for any of the topics or experts that we have. And there's a few other websites as well, but psychetruth.net and Psyche Truth YouTube channel are definitely very easy places where you can go to find all of our content.
Okay, so what you're telling me, that the children in government care, the children that are supposedly being protected in foster homes, that the same children under government care are given drugs from companies that the government has invested funds into.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a big, huge conflict of interest, and it keeps these children tied to the pharmaceutical companies for the rest of their lives if they don't learn how to break out of it.
Oh, exactly, Deanna. And so it's actually another area that a lot of people have spoken about, is that when these children in the foster care system reach the age of 18, if they've been on psychiatric medications since they were 5 or even younger, I mean, they are being released at 18 years old. Well, now there's nobody paying for their drugs. And so these foster care children are 10 times more likely to end up in violence, in drugs, in gangs, because they have these, you know, the thing about the psychiatric medication is that they, you know, we hear about the chemical imbalance. Well, there's no proof of a chemical imbalance in a normal brain. But once you take a bunch of mind-altering chemicals, you are creating, you know, potential problems. So, of course, addiction is maybe the most obvious one, but the mental trauma and, of course, the emotional trauma of being in the foster care system in the first place, these kids need support. They need love. They need somebody to take care of them, and all they're getting is these drugs, and it poses huge amounts of problems for them when they reach 18 and they exit the foster care system. And, again, that's another huge can of worms, but all stems from the same problem, which is that the pharmaceutical industry, you know, will do anything to drug as many people as possible. And Gwen talks about, within the industry, they refer to children and the elderly that are in nursing homes, for instance, they refer to them as cash cows, because somebody comes around, gives them their meds, it's a guaranteed refilled prescription every time. You know, and, you know, they're just seeing us as dollar signs. That's all we are. They call us consumers. That's literally what we are to them. They have shown that they prioritize their profit and their bottom line at the expense of our health. And that's why the documentary is called Slow Kill, because there's no pretending that you're surprised at this point, that the foods and the lifestyle and the psychiatric drugs do these things. There's no surprise. They know. I was a sophomore in college when I started learning, you know, taking biology classes and going, wow, it seems like processed foods would be really bad for you. I mean, there's no way that something a college sophomore student figured out. There's no way they don't know these things. They don't know how dangerous these things are. So it really is a huge issue. And just I wanted to mention one last thing. So, of course, we've got all of the nutrition information, psychiatry and stuff, but this issue of privatization is really huge, and it applies to the pharmaceuticals, to the food industries, to biotech, to all of these different, you know, all of the different fronts that we're kind of being assaulted on. We see this same issue of privatization, which is how these for-profit companies, these for-profit industries, infiltrate our government so that they can control all of the governmental agencies that are supposed to be protecting to us. Well, they're all just bought out because of the campaign contributions, because of these so-called public-private partnerships. And, you know, there's just, you know, if we can see that, well, you've got the industry over here, of course, and people will say, well, of course the industry is going to prioritize its profit. That's what they do.
But not at the expense of every person on the planet, and that's what they're doing.
Exactly. And it's hard, you know, it's hard for me to comprehend the amount of money that we're talking about. It's hard for any of us to comprehend the amount of wealth and the amount of money that we're talking about here. And it's hard for us to comprehend that there are people who prioritize their wealth at the expense of other people's lives. They, you know, many of these corporations, they set aside a certain portion of their profits because they know they will have lawsuits that they face due to harm from their products. They know that these things are harmful. And, you know, and they continue to do it anyway. And so we really do not only have to protect ourselves and educate ourselves, but it's time for us to start speaking up. And it's not going to take some, you know, crazy newfangled thing. We just need to expose them for what they're doing and hold them accountable. Because if you or I went out and, you know, created a drug or created a product and went and gave it to somebody and said, hey, this is going to cure your depression, and they ended up committing suicide on that product or developing cardiovascular disease by using that product or anything like that, I mean, we would be criminals. And the bottom line is, you know, if we can actually hold these guys accountable, and, you know, it's difficult because so much of our governmental officials are being bought out and are literally taking money from these companies, or they'll work for a while for the FDA, and then they'll go work for Monsanto. Anyway, I hear your break music.
it's the end of our program. I'm sorry that it has to end. You're just a fabulous guest. I hope that you will come back.
Oh, you're so kind. Oh, I would love to come back, Deanna. I definitely would.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend.